One Saturday night on A&E, I was on a late shift when an unconscious Hell's Angel was brought in by his friends. They didn't know what was wrong with him. He had just collapsed, they said. The doctors put up a drip and I was monitoring his observations when he woke up.
"Where the hell? What the heck?"
he was shouting, or some such words, as monitors and drips started flying around the place. The doctor came rushing in and tried to help me calm the man down. I was 5 foot nothing and 7.5 stone. This man was 6 foot something and huge. It was no contest. He was up off the trolley, dragging everything behind him. The drip stand fell over as he thrashed his arm around. The heart monitor crashed to the floor as he punched it. I don't think he liked the lights. I was trying to speak to him and explain where he was. Finally, the doctor called in his Hell's Angels friends, the patients, not the doctors, who picked him up and put him back on the trolley and managed to stop him thrashing about. It's amazing what one will try to do when in a uniform trying to help people. I have been in many situations at work that I would have just run away from if I was on the street, but wearing that nurse's uniform comes with a responsibility to always try to assist a person, no matter how they behave. Nowadays, the police are called in when patients are violent to staff, as A&E can be a dangerous place to work. The man's friends confessed to the doctor that he had been drinking heavily before becoming unconscious, and so they were told to sit with him until he had slept it off while we moved on to the next person, albeit a bit shaken and with a few bruises ourselves. I think the doctor got a black eye for his trouble, and I got a bruised arm and a grazed knee from something hitting me. The monitors were ruined. Thousands of pounds worth of equipment trashed in less than 5 minutes. I don't think the patient minded who he hit, and although his friends apologised profusely, he never did. As I said, there is a no-tolerance policy relating to abuse in the NHS now, and people are prosecuted for attacking members of staff. But there are some situations where you just can't anticipate attacks. I was recently taking the blood pressure of a seemingly harmless elderly person when a fist hit me in the mouth before I knew what was happening. Great, now I look like I've been in a domestic, I thought. It's difficult to prosecute elderly people suffering from dementia, and I don't always wear body armour to work. Obviously, when patients are known to be aggressive due to dementia or confusion, it is easier to take precautions, but often attacks come out of the blue. I don't think I have met a nurse who hasn't been hit at some stage during their career. I remember when comparing notes with Sue, Bet, Grace and Charlie towards the end of our training, we had all had a moment. Mr. Brown ran straight into my shins in his wheelchair and I was left with a massive bruise, Bet explained. He thought he was escaping from the Japanese because he kept shouting about nips. I was removing a dressing from Mrs. Bloom's abdomen post-op and she suddenly hit out with a punch. Thankfully, I moved quickly and ended up with a slight bruise to my arm, Charlie shared. My worst one, said Sue, was just after I started on the psychiatric ward. I was speaking to this patient who was very nice. He was sharing some of his experiences with me when this woman pulled my hair from behind and headbutted me. It came right out of the blue and I ended up with 3 stitches in my head. You win, I thought. For me, it was when Mrs. Watson came round after being unconscious and I went to reassure her where she was, Grace said. Then, before I knew it, she was out of the bed and I was on the floor with her on top of me. The other staff rescued me just in time. I was mentally scarred rather than physically and have always been a bit wary since then. Mine has to be the bite, I said. Reminiscences like this were helpful, as at least we could laugh about the situations we had been in, and it was somehow reassuring to know that we were not the only ones.